We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi, Hilchos Tefillin, Siman Chaf Hey, Sif Hey. Says the Mechaber, Yechavim b'hanachasam, Shetzifanu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'haniach arba parshios eila. When one puts on the Tefillin, they should have in mind the intention, the Kavanah, that Hashem gave them this mitzvah to put the four parshios on them, Sheyesh b'hem yichud shmo v'yitzias b'mitzrayim, which remind us recognize that He is the only God, and that He took us out of Mitzrayim. Al hazroa keneged alev, al harosh keneged hamoach, on the arm next to the heart, and on the head next to the brain. Kedesh nizkor nisim neflaos shasimano, so that we remember the amazing things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us. Sheheimorim al yichudo asher lo hakoch v'mamshala b'alyonu v'tachtonim lasos b'hem kirtzono, to show us how amazing He is and the abilities that He has. V'yashabed l'Kadosh Baruch Hu neshama shehimoach v'gam alev shu ikar atavos v'machshavos, and we will then make ourselves subservient to Him both in our heart and our mind. V'zeh yizkor habor v'yamet hanos, so we will remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we will limit the amount of pleasure that we get in this world. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Bach, who says the reason for this kavanah is because the pasuk says "Vayalchol asayatcha leman tiyator Hashem aficha ki biyadcha zechot tziyacha." Whenever the pasuk says leman, that means that the reason for the mitzvah is whatever it says, and one needs to have that intention in mind. The Prima Gadim says, though, b'di'evit, even if you didn't have that kavanah and you just had the kavanah l'shem mitzvah tefillin, you're still yotzei. Whereas the Bach might say that you're not yotzei b'di'evit if you do not have that singular kavanah in mind. The Mishnah Berurah also says that because of these dalah parshios, some have the minhag to recite the arba parshios after they put on the tefillin. The Mechaber continues, Yaniach shel yad tchila v'yavarech laniach tefillin v'yachach yaniach shel rosh v'lo yavarech ki im brach achas l'shteim. One should place the shel yad on their arm first and say the brach of laniach tefillin when they tighten it, and then they should put the shel rosh on and don't make a bracha. They only make one bracha of laniach tefillin, which goes both on the arm, the shel yad and the shel rosh. This is the opinion of the Mechaber. The Rama adds, "V'yesh omrim levarich al shel rosh al mitzvos tefillin afilu lo hifzik bein tzayim." There are some who say that you should really make the bracha al mitzvos tefillin on the shel rosh, even if you did not speak in between the placement of the shel yad or the shel rosh. The Rama adds, "V'chein pashat minog v'nei ashkenaz shemavarchim shtei brachos," and this has become the minog that we make both brachos, but says Rama, "Tov lomar tamed achar bracha shniyah brach shen kvod machusol olam ve'ed." After you say the bracha on the shel rosh, it's best to say brach shen kvod machusol li'olam ve'ed, just in case you really weren't supposed to say two brachas and you were only supposed to say one. This is what the Mishnah Berurah says. It's because of the chashash of a suffik bracha levatala. Now, really, it's not a real suffik, because if it was a real suffik, then you couldn't say the bracha and just get out of it by saying brach shen kvod machusol olam ve'ed. Rather, says the Mishnah Berurah, we really pasuk and like Rabbeinu Tam that you should really make two brachas, but the Rav Milsa, just to get out of any suffix anyway, we say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusol Olam Ve'ed just in case. But, says Mishnah Berurah, you need to be careful when you say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusol Olam Ve'ed that you don't say it until you place the Shel Rosh on the head entirely, because if you say it before, then that would be a hefsek, it would make it into a bracha levatala, and some people run into trouble this way. The Baralacha quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger, who says that even more to get out of this suffix, you should have in mind when you make the bracha l'haniach, that if the halacha is like Rashi, then you're machave not to be yotze with the bracha of l'haniach on the shel rosh, rather to just work on the shel yad, and then the bracha is like you are speaking in between, which would then obligate you to make a new bracha on the shel rosh. And if the halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam, then you have in mind, you're fine, because you're saying the two brachas anyway, so having that t'nai in mind, says Ruki Vigor, would save you. But it also says, Baralacha, not a problem of causing yourself to make a bracha shein atzricha, because you need to do it because of the suffik. Finally, says the Prima Gadim, we are not nohik like this, probably because we don't want, says the Baralacha, to get into the habit of causing yourself to be mafakfig on the minhagim. If the minhag is to make the two brachas, then that's what you should do no matter what, and you should not be concerned with this tnai of Rabbi Kiva Eger, because maybe it'll get you into questioning minhagim in general, which is something that we do not want to do.